podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 175. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Hey, Ray. How are you?
Hey, Maynard. What's up?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Just finished my Subway sandwich for dinner. That's
what I had. We had taco salads.
Taco salads. Good for you guys. Well, yep. I'm trying to eat healthy because I've been to... I have a story to tell about that... doctor's appointment. You've been seeing the pictures I've been posting, right? Or the I've been messaging you about going to the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Today, what do you call this? Around 10 o'clock. Okay, I'm really pissed off about this, you know. You go to the doctor's office, and you're scheduled for 10 o'clock in the morning. And then I would go in and wait for 45 minutes. Then they let you into a small room after waiting, and you wait for another 15 minutes. Then you see the doctor for 3 minutes. It's just a big waste of time. Why can't they just go there when he's... We just, you know, stick to the schedule. What's wrong with them?
Well, I don't know. I think I know some doctors try to work people in if there's emergencies. And, you know, I know they overbook people all the time because people don't show. Mm-hmm. So, you know. I'm surprised you actually got to see a doctor, because usually when I go to the doctor, I see the nurse practitioner, not the doctor. So occasionally he'll come in and say hi and spend maybe five minutes with me, and all the other time spent with the nurse practitioner.
Oh, okay. Just telling you the some of the basic stuff. I get mine is a Filipino doctor, so I pretty much know him, so we could speak Tagalog.
Oh, I thought you said you went to Dr. Crowfoot.
No. Crowfoot? No, I don't. Okay. Oh, yeah. You, was that the email you sent me earlier about? Yeah, that's another topic, right?
Yeah, that's future show.
That's a future show. Okay, that's right. Anyway, okay, so weekend updates. What happened to you last weekend?
What was last weekend?
I don't know. Saturday, Sunday? Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Know.
You don't know?
I've seen nothing. Chong come into town, mm-hmm. and we went out Saturday night, hung out, come back. Home, he was upset because he couldn't find him a bear. So any eligible bears that like Asia guys, let me know and I will forward you on to Chong's email so he can contact you. Please send pictures so he'll have a face shot to know who he's talking to, please. Thank you.
Wait a second, they should send pictures to me first, then I'll forward it.
Oh, you have a bear.
Oh, that's right. Well, I just want to look. Yeah, I just want to see.
Well, I'll forward to both of y'all.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, let me see. Nothing much. I really just stayed home the whole weekend. I just didn't want to, you know, after the holidays and getting busy and everything and having parties and being with Mike. It's really tiring at some point that I just really want to have a relaxing day. And
I'm waiting to have one of those.
Yeah. So I just stayed home. I just stayed home the whole weekend. And I did watch Charlie Wilson's War last Friday, was it? Yeah. It's an interesting film. I should have just waited for it on DVD, and I didn't like it that much. Mike said it was good, but I didn't like it that much. I could have just waited for it on DVD. It's a Tom Hanks movie, so what can I say?
I could have based on a true story. So
well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is just what I did, and then the whole Saturday I just stayed home and. Did nothing. Just caught up on Stargate Atlantis.
Did you see the new episode last week?
Was that the what do you call this?
The Replicator War.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was awesome. That was awesome. I like it. And it's a good turn. And you know the Wraith are are being nice and stuff. But sorry, we're spoiling some stuff for people. No, it's okay. It's already past. If they're,
no, I just got over my brain fart. Friday night, I had some friends over for dinner. I forgot about that. My good friend John Caravella came over, and a mutual friend of ours who I hadn't seen in probably about almost a year and a half, he came with his new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And we had dinner, hung around, just sit around and talk for about 2 or 3 hours, and then they went on their merry little way, and we went to bed.
Yeah, just a relaxing weekend, huh, for him.
Yep. Yeah. Well, no, because then Saturday, I worked Saturday. What did I do Saturday? I did something, because I didn't get anything accomplished Saturday. And then Sunday, I had Louie all day long, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what's up with that?
What?
Okay. I went there. I really planned to go to the week to the Louis Kid planning. And whose idea was it to have drag in the show? And I should go in drag. Why? Why me?
Why not you, Maynard? You make such a pretty little girl.
No.
You're getting to impersonate somebody that you don't like that much anyhow, from what I understand.
So. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I really don't understand. Why do I have to go through this? Why does it have to be drag? Can't we just do a funny skit or something? I don't know.
Well, we are doing a funny skit. It's a takeoff on America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent. Yeah, okay, that's right.
Yeah, so if you go and look at those videos, the person you're portraying is actually one of the characters on America's Got Talent.
We're just giving you
their Houston persona.
Oh no. So, okay, fine. So I have to YouTube, right? I have to do a YouTube on.
Actually, go to www.nbc.com and look it up. I think it's all on there too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
you're just being Boy Shakira.
Yeah. Oh God. All right, I would, okay, probably I would do it for charity, but just for charity, I'm just doing this for, you know.
Oh, please, quit griping. I mean, you're going to walk out on stage, and you're going to get buzzed time you walk out, so it's not like you're actually going to have to, you don't even have to perform. You walk out on stage and get kicked off. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to get kicked off. Okay, so. I just don't like the idea, but anyway, if you guys wanted me to do that, but that's going to be the weekend, this Louis weekend. Guys, yep. Check it out, louisweekend.com, L-U-E-Y weekend.
And it is coming up real quick.
Really quick. If you guys are coming to Houston for that, that'd be great. That's the week after Mardi Gras, and yep. Yeah, I'll be in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, and so I won't be able to rehearse with you guys on that on those days, Monday, Tuesday, I think, that we're gonna have those the rehearsal, the main rehearsal. So you guys have to wing it. And yeah, I'll be there. If you guys are coming, let me know. Email us at our email address, nard@bearpodcast.com or ray@bearpodcast.com. Tell us if you're coming. And yeah, you should hang out and probably watch us perform. What are you gonna do, Ray? You're in the skit too, right?
I'm in the skit too. I don't want to give everything away. Oh, I mean, you got to keep it a surprise for everybody. I mean, come on.
All right.
Let's put it this way. It's going to be a big surprise for everybody. I think it's going to be hard to top what we got going on. So.
All right. Gosh. I can't believe I'm doing this. Anyway, yeah. Let's move on, okay? that's the skit that we're planning, and we're just going to wait until the next practice, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so all right, I need some advice. I'm actually talking to Wayne about this. I'm planning to get a new camera. And do you guys have a Canon? Ray, do you have a Canon camera or
I got the high definition video Canon camera. Yeah.
It's also a video cam. It's the high HD camera though. I'm looking for, you know, point-and-shoot camera thing, so...
No, we got Sony on that.
Oh, Sony, okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to get one, probably, I don't know, this tonight or sometime next week, maybe. A Canon PowerShot 800. I know it's the older model. If you go around Best Buy, you'll see the Canon 850 or 870, but for $100 less, I could get the 800 from Amazon, and... It's It's very much like the 870 wide angle lens and stuff, but it's only 1 megapixel lower. But yeah, it's something that I need a new camera, and Mike hates it whenever I get new gadgets because I already have the I'm using a Fuji camera and that's what I've been using, and I just want to get probably me and my new toy. I want to get a new toy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you don't. So you're saying your point and shoot camera is a Sony?
Yeah, I think the little because we got a big one, and I don't forget what the model is, but we got one that's like freaking carrying around a brick. And then I told John last year we went and got one that you can stick in your pocket and run around with it, and it takes nice pictures and a lot easier to use than the other one. So we got that and been using that. And I think it was a Sony. Oh, it might be a Canon. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't see it sitting over here on the desk. So I don't know where he's got it put.
Yeah, yeah, maybe we can ask the listeners what cameras do they have. What kind of cameras did you guys use? Do you guys got the Canon 1000 or a Sony or an Olympus? Yeah, probably. If you guys have any feedback on that, email me. Okay, nard@bearpodcast.com. Okay, what else? You have some topics for us tonight.
Yes, tonight is the New Hampshire primary.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, folks, it is election year. It is upon us. Go register to vote. I don't care if you don't do anything else. Go register to vote. If you don't register to vote, in my opinion, don't bitch when whoever gets elected.
I'm really scared about...
If you voted, then you can bitch.
I'm really scared about Huckabee. You think he's a good... He's going strong?
Well, here I'm checking out my favorite news site, CNN.com, and the election results.
Mm-hmm.
Revolts, yeah, that's a good one. For New Hampshire, 69 of the precincts are reporting in right now. Clinton is leading the pack with 40% of the vote. Obama's got 36% of the vote.
Clinton.
Okay. McCain's got 37% of the vote, and Romney's got 32%.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Huckabee's not, let's see. Let's click on here and get the full results. And Huckabee looks like they were carrying 20% earlier today. That they were predicting that he would carry.
He's scary.
One of the things they were talking about on the news earlier today was that New Hampshire, usually 90% of the time, whoever wins in New Hampshire wins the presidency.
Really?
90% of the time. So,
oh, okay.
Really.
Okay.
So let's see what all we got here.
Remember that. we'll see what happens.
Huckabee got 11% of the vote.
Good. Stay there.
Thompson got 1%. Huh? What?
Oh, he should stay there at 11%.
Well, just...
Huckabee. Huckabee should stay
there. So let's see. Let me break it. Yeah. Let me break it down for everybody here. What we got now is, I guess this is almost 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. Clinton's got 39% of the vote. Obama's got 36%. Edwards has got 17%. And then none of the rest of I really followed that much. It's been Edwards, Obama, and Clinton that I've been... Okay. So, and it's a toss-up because I like all three of them for me.
So you're thinking about
and then
Clinton,
on the Republican side, McCain has got 37% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Romney's got 32%. Huckabee's got 11%. Giuliani's got 9%. Thompson got 1%. They said he figured he wasn't going to do it because he was actually there talking to him on TV then. He was in South Carolina rallying support there.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually New Hampshire is a more Democratic state from what I understand. So he's in the South, Germany, which is mostly Republican states, getting his support in the South. So it might be interesting to see where he puts up again, because I think it's going to be between McCain, Romney, and Thompson, if anybody.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, it's good. It's going to be interesting with Giuliani to see what goes on with him. So,
mm-hmm. New Hampshire, whatever comes out of New Hampshire.
Resources.
You're just saying whatever comes out of New Hampshire is pretty. It's there's a big chance, okay, that he's going to be the winner.
Yeah, historically, 90% of the time, out of all the presidents elected, the primaries in New Hampshire tells who the president's going to be.
Okay. Well, I hope. I hope it. I don't know. Obama or Clinton, maybe. Maybe we'll see. Well, these are just...
Clinton's got 29%, third Obama's 36%.
What we have there right now is just, it's not really final. We just need to wait. Let's see what's going to happen. It's a long way to go.
Yeah. It's being updated.
Oh, it's been updated? Okay.
Yeah, but 71 precinct support reporting in, so I don't think it's going to change too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that's our political... I think this is the first time we ever talked about something political.
So that's politics. So that's
let's move on. Let's go on to another. What else do you have? What else do you have there?
But everybody go register to vote.
Yes, register, please. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you have there? What else do you have? What's your number two?
And of course.
Something that really affects us. Yes.
Something that really affects us. Yeah, no more new TV. According to Variety, they're not getting within shouting distance. The headline quote comes from the official. Hang on, let me get this right. I can't speak tonight. According to Variety, the headline quote comes from one official from the Directors Guild of America, and his assessment of the informal negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Fiction Television Producers. The behind-the-scenes talking has been so ineffective that neither side can even settle on a date for a win and if its former talks between the two parties will begin. Those close to what's really going on to the gap between the DGA and the
MPTP,
Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers is so vast you could drive the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier through it sideways and still not touch each party. So, in other words, everybody wants more money. People that have the money ain't willing to give it. So,
you know, that's what they talk about in Slice of Sci-Fi too. The writers are just really branching off and they're just doing their own thing, aren't they?
Well, no, the Writer Guild. This is the Directors Guild.
A Directors Guild.
I mean, they're following suit of the Writers Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Writers Guild of America and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers are doing the same thing. I mean, they're at a stalemate because it's the same thing. They want some of the mass media compensation.
Yeah.
And they're not getting it. And the movie theaters, I mean, the movie producers and television shows don't want to give it to them. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what happens to that. There's no resolution. There's nothing. I mean,
there's no resolution. So people get your Netflix queues lined up.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Netflix later, okay? We have a new segment now, right? We're going to do a Netflix. What's in your Netflix? So I have some stuff I want to talk about, but go ahead. What's next? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the Golden Globes are good as dead this year. Variety is reporting that the Screen Actors Guild, mm-hmm. in a show of solidarity for the membership of the Writers Guild of America that is currently on strike against the American Alliance to Motion Picture and Television Producers, have called on all actors to be no-shows at this year's Golden Globe Award ceremony.
That's scary. So it's going to be no-name actors from reality TVs. Is that what's going to happen?
I don't know. Well, I mean, all the shows that we watch on TV and movies and stuff. This is who everybody votes on, and mm-hmm. everybody's like, okay, we're not showing up. 70 actors that have been nominated for a Golden Globe will attend the televised January 13th ceremony. It's pretty much shutting down the event. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, excuse me, Alan Rosenberg. Hang on, let me read this right. The SAG president, Alan Rosenberg, has announced that not one of more than 70 actors that have been nominated for a Golden Globe will attend the televised January 13th ceremony, pretty much shutting down the event. So all the people that's been nominated are saying they're not going. I guess they're going to have to find something to slap in that time slot next week.
Uh-huh. So whoever presents the award will be the ones taking, in behalf of this and that, I'm going to take this Golden Globe. Yeah. Wow, it's all their fault. Everybody's suffering from this. Well,
yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be a sucky year. I mean, for God's sakes, they're bringing a Rambo movie that's 25 years old out and putting it on the motion screen. So,
wait, what kind of Rambo is that coming out? Is that
it's the 25th anniversary. It's the third movie in the series that was made. I don't think it ever got released.
Oh, really?
So they pulled it off the shares, edited it, and threw it out, I think.
Oh, I don't know. 25
years after it was made.
All along, I was thinking it's another of that he filmed it again, but it's really just a buried. What do you call this? Would you say it's a trilogy? Not really, right? It's really just part.
Well, no, it's a movie that was probably filmed and it was so bad they couldn't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they have nothing else to show, they're pulling all this crap off their shelves, re-editing it, and trying to put it out and make some money on it. Mm-hmm. Since they can't produce anything new.
Yeah.
Since everything's shut down right now.
That's really sad. Well, I don't know. Are you going to watch it? I don't know. It's...
What?
Rambo.
Golden Globes.
Oh, Golden Globes.
No. I might have been... I didn't even watch Rambo when I was a kid when this was out 25 years ago, so...
But, you know, I mean, you were talking about the Golden Globes. Yes, I would watch it just to see what's going to happen. I'm going to record it. I'm going to DVR it and see what are they going to show there. That'd be interesting. I mean,
it's probably going to get canceled if nobody showed up because Dick Clark Productions is the one that puts it on.
Mm-hmm.
And if nobody ain't going to show, Dick Clark ain't going to spend that kind of money to have nobody show up.
Because
that's a lot of money already sitting out there.
That's going
to
be
already just to rent the place, do all the technical work, and pay all them artsy people out there. They'll shut that thing down in a heartbeat because they already done lost enough money on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens. It would be interesting if he does go through. Did he ever postpone a Golden Globe for the past many, many years, for the past decades?
I don't know. Not that I know of.
So if it happens, he might not do this. It's part of the protest, I guess. Yeah, it's really sad that this has to happen. It would be interesting, though. I feel bad that I'm looking forward to see it, to see what drama it's going to be going to be showing if it does go on air. So we'll see what happens. When is that? January 13th, right? Okay. About next week.
Yeah.
Next week. Yeah. It'd be interesting. All right. Moving on.
Then tomorrow night, speaking of new television, Ghost Hunters International premieres on Sci-Fi at 9 o'clock.
You actually watched that, Ghost Hunters?
Eastern Town. Huh? Actually, well, I catch some of them. I don't watch them all, but since there's nothing on TV, why not? They've had three episodes I watched.
A few episodes that you watched. So, I mean, breaking up a little bit, it's okay.
Yeah, I've watched a couple episodes that were kind of scary, so that's why I don't watch it that much, because it kind of messes with me, so I start thinking that stuff's like walking behind me and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something new to watch on TV for those that have nothing else to watch, since everything's going to be in rerun. So,
mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what else can we watch. What on sci-fi? Well, just been watching reruns. I went back to my Stargate movies and caught up on that. And I sure hope Journeyman. You're a fan of Journeyman, aren't you?
No, I've never watched Journeyman.
I never watched it. It's a good one. Yep. I really like it, and it's something that I feel that might not come back, and people are trying to... It's like the Dresden Files. It's got a good following.
Yeah.
People are following it, and people are just thinking that it should come back, and they're trying to do a Save Journeyman campaign also, and I'm looking forward to that.
Well, they're trying to do it, yeah, but it's pretty much the second part of the season one has not been ordered,
mm-hmm.
So that pretty much put the nail on its coffin, so they're ever doing anything. And with the strike on, it's not like they can finish it anyhow. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Dresden Files. Comparing Dresden Files and Journeyman, I think for me, Journeyman is a lot better. If they would save that, if they would just continue.
Well, Journeyman's not made, but it's being made by NBC, not by Sci-Fi. There's two different quality standards there.
Oh yeah, that's right. But nevertheless, they are both. Being campaigned on to return on the screen on TV,
yeah, just like Blood Ties has been canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I don't know if we have any listeners who actually watch what we're watching. I'm not sure. Of course, everyone. I'm quite sure people talk about Heroes or they watch Heroes. So
We ain't got to worry about that coming back anytime soon either.
When did they say it's going to come back? It's also indefinite?
If they hadn't started filming the episodes for this that was supposed to start, because what they were supposed to start back in February, if they didn't already have them filmed before the strike went on, then it's not coming back.
Oh, no. That's pretty bad.
So it's going to get really dead out there. Unless it has already been pre-recorded and just needs to be edited, there's not too much that's going to go on.
Yeah. Oh well, I hope.
I hadn't noticed about the daytime soap operas. Are they in reruns yet?
No, I don't think so. Wait, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't watch it. I better ask my mom. My mom would know. mom watches
ask
it.
Your mom.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
because those are only so far out in recording. So I don't know if they're still recording and avoiding the strike or what they're doing. So
yeah, I know one person who, my mom. I think my sister who watches it also. No, I'm not sure. Time for some bear events, guys. Mid-Atlantic Leather Weekend on January 18th, Washington, D.C. Come join more than 1,000 hot, horny, serious leather men and get in gear. Whether you prefer sports gear, leather, rubber, or skinhead gear, all are welcome. Looking forward to see you at Mid-Atlantic Leather Weekend. So for more info, go to leatherweekend.com. Bear Albany presents Gear Bear on January 25th in Albany, New York. Bear Albany is heating things up with our January Bear Weekend. The fun begins on Friday at the River Street Club with Bears Bath and Beyond. Nice name. You can relax in the jacuzzi, lounge in the sauna or steam rooms, and enjoy the many other amenities the club has to offer, including hot bears and cubs, food and refreshments, that will be provided during your visit. On Saturday, Bear Albany continues the momentum with Gear Bear, our annual salute to men in gear at Club Phoenix. Whether it's sports, leather, rubber, cowboy, bubba, kilt, or uniform, come dressed in gear and get awesome drink specials and door prizes. On Sunday, Bear Albany wraps things up with the Big Bear Brunch at Waterworks Pub. Fill your bellies and feed your hangover with an all-you-can-eat $11 brunch buffet. Of course, brunch buffet. Okay, so for more info, go to bearalbany.com. Okay, let's go back to the show. Next week, we're going to have an interview, right? Somebody coming from Seattle. His name is Stephen Miller, and he's an artist. He's more of a photographer. He's a photographer, right?
Yes.
Photographer. And, he's got these websites. He's got these, not websites. He's got, his website is smiller555.com. And if you go to that website, you'll see his artwork is pretty, it's unique. And he's got guys tied up, hanging on the ceiling in the black background. He'll take pictures of them. And he's got guys with milk poured all over them. And you've seen that, right? His artwork, and
yes,
and Wayne was telling me about it. I got an email from Steven. He said he was cracking up because when he saw the flyer, it's actually an image on the Houston Air Base front page. It's got all the pictures jumbled up. Thanks to Wayne, it's all Wayne's fault. He put all the pictures together, and it's kind of cool. It's a good presentation. It's actually going to be a gallery here in Houston. Do you know the details for that?
Yes, it is going from Saturday to the gallery. It opens this Saturday. It's from 6 to 9 at the Deborah. Hang on a second. I can tell you here in a minute.
What's the schedule here? I can't see the schedule. But he does arrive this coming Thursday, and the thing is going to be the gallery is going to be open from January 12th to March 1st, and yeah, we're going to go to, and hopefully on Sunday, sometime on Sunday, we'll get to interview him probably in studio or record something, bring my equipment there wherever he is. Probably
yeah, it's going cool. It will be at the Deborah Colton Gallery from January 12th through March 1st. The opening reception is January 12th from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's open to the public. Okay. So, and there's like six or seven other artists in there with him also. So it's not going to be all his work, but majority of it will be his. So.
Ooh. We're not really aware. Well, I'm not really aware who else are the other ones. You know, we're only aware of Stephen Miller. He's coming from Seattle. He's a photographer from Seattle, and he's going to be here for 4 or 5 days, something like that. He'll be leaving on Monday, so hopefully we can get an interview with him. Yeah, we're going to do that probably on Sunday, and we have to set up where we're going to do it. Either at the studio itself, or we might go to a restaurant. I don't know. We have to plan that. We'll think about it. It's still a long way, about 5 days from now, so we'll see. And you guys are going to go to that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Looking forward to that. It's pretty interesting. Anyway, okay, so anything else? I'd like to do that segment now. What do you think of that? What's in your Netflix? I should make an audio for that or some kind of a bumper, don't you think? Maybe we can cook up something. But anyway, okay, yeah. What's in your Netflix? Ray.
What is my Netflix? Season Break, Prison Break Season 2, Disc 2. Mm-hmm. Disc 3, excuse me. Waiting on that one, because I got three sitting here that I got to send back so I can get three more. Mm-hmm. And then Quintanilla, if I'm saying that right. Our Spanish listeners, please forgive me. I never heard of Quintanilla until I moved to Houston. I didn't know what it was, mm-hmm. so... which is a 2006 Sundance Film Festival Award winner, tells mm-hmm. the story of Magdalena, who is on the brink of her 15th birthday and finds that her comfortable existence is shattered by discovery that she's pregnant, cast out by her parents. The once privileged teens find safe haven with a great granduncle and a gay cousin, Jesse Garcia, who's pretty hot. Who introduced her into a world far different from her gentrified middle class life that she was used to. So it's a pretty good film. The three main gay guys in the whole story are pretty hot. So it was nice watching them. So
okay, so it's both them too.
Jesse Garcia is hot too. So you know. Yeah. And then of course my Chad Allen movie, Shock to the System, mm-hmm. Where Chad Allen is the gay sleuth Donald Strachey. And he takes it upon himself to probe the apparent suicide of his newest client, Paul Hell. Mm-hmm. So, and it's based on a Richard Stevenson novel.
Okay.
So it's and Morgan Fairchild's in this. So
Morgan Fairchild, why is she so familiar?
Because she's been around forever.
Okay.
She used to be on Roseanne.
Okay, I remember. And I think I remember now. Yeah, I'm trying to recall.
Blonde. She's blonde. She's real beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she was more like the poster pinup of the early '80s, where mm-hmm. Farrah Fawcett was the '70s.
Okay.
So that's what three I got in my queue right now.
Do three. I only do two at a time. You do three at a time, don't you?
Do three at a time. Well, usually if my life ain't as crazy as it's been since we started moving. Mm-hmm. And busy with everything else except what I need to be doing, I can watch a movie a night. So I was rolling through them pretty quick, and recently we just finally finished the Prison Break Season 2 Disc 2. Mm-hmm. I think I got it sitting here to send back. I got to put it in the mail tomorrow. So
yeah, I never got into Prison Break. Yeah.
Some hotties in Prison Break.
Is that why you rented? You're so
bad.
You always rented because of the hot guys.
Because the two lead guys
are hot.
Story.
You have to watch because of the story. It's so heartwarming. It's so feel good. But no, you're there for the hot guys. Well, let me see. What I have right now is What's Eating Gilbert Grape. It's a 1993 film with Johnny Depp. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I actually see the guy that wrote that film. I actually went to the same college I went to.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember
his name.
Is he
cute? Is he cute?
Not really.
Okay, all right. Okay, okay. What's Gilbert Grape? What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Gilbert Grape, starring Johnny Depp, lives in a backwater Iowa town and is man of the house to his retarded brother. Good term for that.
Who's
Arnie,
played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm. Arnie, who's never been... Arnie, a couple of sisters and his dangerously overweight mother. Yeah, that's the story about them, I guess. Despite all the crushing responsibility, Gilbert perseveres. But will he ever be able to live his own life? Wow. Yeah, Mike suggested it. I rented it, so okay, fine.
Well,
so.
I highly suggest it because it is an incredible movie. I loved it. I always thought that Leonardo DiCaprio got snubbed for an award for that movie because he does an incredible job in the movie. I always thought of playing a mentally handicapped kid. So,
Yeah. Well, we got that and Guys and Balls. I talked about this in two episodes ago. But, yeah, Guys and Balls is a German film. And
Guys and Balls.
Guys and Balls. Yeah,
it's not Guys and Dolls. That's a musical.
Oh, no. It's Guys and Balls. And it's about you know, a gay guy. And he formed a gay team and trying to beat a straight team. So it's pretty cool. There are bears in it. So yeah, I talked about it in two episodes ago, but it's pretty cool. It's a feel good movie, one of those Hollywood ending movies. So although it's filmed in Germany, but you guys might want to check it out because Mike told me go rent something that while I'm there for the 2 weeks that he was here during the holidays, he just wanted to watch something. So, okay, fine. I rented something and I didn't know what to rent any other. So I just browsed through the, again, lesbian section of Netflix and, oh, Guys and Balls sounds good. Rent. Okay, so I got it. So, yeah, I got Guys and Balls. Go ahead.
If any of our listeners out there has a movie called In the Blood, which is basically a kind of a coming out story for a guy in college. If anybody knows the movie that I'm talking about, send us an email and let us know what you thought about it because Netflix does not carry it.
Oh, it doesn't?
And I don't want to, and I don't know if it's worth spending the $22 to go buy it somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a gay movie. Is that a hint? Movie about a kid. Huh?
Is that a hint that should rip it for you? No, I'm kidding. No, don't. No ripping.
Well, no, I don't ever advocate stealing, copying movies and stealing them.
That's right.
Just happens to show up on the door, I'm not complaining, you know. But if anybody's seen the movie, let me know what it's like, if it's worth renting. So, you know, of course, cheesy gay movies, so of course, I like any cheesy gay movies. So,
Yeah. What's coming up actually in my queue is The Wrestler, and it's starring a younger Ed Asner, probably those bear days, you know. Probably some of you guys like Ed Asner when he was younger. He was really a big daddy bear, considers that. But he's really old right now. But, I don't know. Some people may still find him hot. I don't know. So that's what's in my queue. I'm just interested how it pans out back in the day when he was younger. And The Wrestler, I heard about it for a long time. So, yeah. So that's... what's in your Netflix? Anything else you want to talk about? Do you have any news articles you have in mind, Ray, or what's bothering you lately? Or is your butt aching right now because of being fucked last night or something or what?
No.
No. Okay. Not even the Casey story. No.
I just need time. I'm just like, it's been nonstop since we moved. Just something.
Oh, yeah.
Every freaking night, it seems like. And it's just like, I need to get my house intact. And it's going to come to a point where I was going to get, you know, and it's just irritating. So, but that's the other thing is, just as soon as we get done here, I'm going to bed. So I can catch up on my sleep because I'm just miserable. And
Are you going to TV
the next couple weeks? So. Not sure yet. I think John wants to. It's Easter weekend. I'd like to stay home and go to church, but I don't know how that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it's going to be a fight. Or it might be one of those things that I send him to TBRU and I stay here in Houston and relax.
Oh, really? Okay. We should go. We should go. We could record there or something, maybe. Cover. I'm planning to go there because I got to meet a lot of people.
Yeah, we'll see.
From there's going to be a lot of Live Journal people. I think Wolfer is planning to go there. My friends, Tony Cubs is. There are a lot of people. Also, Ray. Roy. Roy's going to be there too. So I don't know if he's going to TBRU itself, but he might be hanging around at the bars. We'll see. And who else? There's a lot of people I want to see there. So that's going to be a trip. Actually, that's the weekend. Actually, the weekend before TBRU, Mike and I are going to New York. And Mike wants to go to New York. And okay, fine. No, actually, he's off the whole week, and he wants to go somewhere. And there's this. I need to go to New York to see a friend of mine. And so we kind of plan to go to New York this coming the week before Thanksgiving. The week before Easter, and then come back Tuesday, and then drive up to Dallas on that Friday for TBRU. And I'd like to see. I've never been to the beer bust there. Have you ever been to the beer bust at TBRU?
TBRU?
Yeah.
On Sunday afterwards?
Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
I was there last year.
Yeah. So how was that?
Yeah. Well, if you don't have to drive home that afternoon and you can sit there and get drunk and shit faced, it's probably a lot of fun. But society states, yeah, it was okay. But you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I enjoyed myself. But I mean, it's just standing around and watching a bunch of people get drunk while you're standing there saying, "God, I got to stay sober because I got to drive back to Houston tonight."
Yeah, that was my problem before when I stopped there. I was on my way home and I decided to stop over there just to, you know, and so I just had one beer and I really didn't get drunk. And there's just it was just really packed at the beer bust. And where was it? Hidden Door. It was at the Hidden Door. Yeah,
the Hidden Door.
Yeah, I actually found it. Anyway, so yeah, I'll probably stay there until Monday, and I'm thinking about it, so we'll see. It's a long way from now. But anyway, okay, so anything else?
No, I'm trying to save all my vacation time because hopefully we're going to take a vacation here pretty soon.
Yeah, you guys need a vacation. All you guys, especially John, he's been very busy with work, and he needs to go somewhere. You guys going to do an out-of-town thing, or... drive somewhere, go to Alabama?
We'll probably fly somewhere, but just, you know, it's just getting all scheduled and finding time to do it, so
mm-hmm.
We shall see if it happens or not.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, that's it. I guess we can wrap this up, I think. Just 40 minutes, we're running on 40 okay. minutes. One straight up, recorded,
yep.
Straight up.
That's really good. Yep.
Yeah, okay, so guys, if you have any comments...
Oh, everybody.
Yeah. You close it. Hello.
If you get any comments, please give us a call on our voicemail line at 1-206-22-BEAR-BEAR. That's 1-206-222-2327. Yeah. Call us. Leave us voicemail.
Yes, and go to the website and leave us comments there. We have one. Oh, by the way, let me read that. There is one who left us a comment on the website. He's actually John Spiff. He's actually the host of DADT podcast. It's the Don't Ask, Don't Tell podcast. And I think he's based in Japan right now, and he's podcasting from Japan. And yeah, they talk about, you know, he's got a straight friend. They're podcasting. He's podcasting with a straight friend, and they're talking about different things. Okay, he says there. Oh yeah, happy birthday, Narn. Oh yeah, thank you, John. Yeah, it was my birthday 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and you know, I mean last week, yeah. And John,
you know what I just noticed?
Yeah. What did you notice
on the new website?
Okay, what?
We don't have the mailing address. The mailing address is not on there.
Oh yeah, they have to click on the You have to click on one of the on the contact us on the right side. I have to put the contact us thing. Yeah, if you guys need to send something like a card or I don't know, if you want to send us something, you can
Standard Lugs Smelly Jocks, you can forward your old gym.
Yeah, you can mail it to me. Yeah, it's
post office box.
Yeah, it's P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. Yeah, okay, so if you guys click on on the side, right side. I should put that. Put contact us. We can click on email, and then it will be directed. You'll be directed to the contact us webpage, so you'll be able to see how to contact us or email us and stuff like that. One more. Yeah, prepare your shout-outs, Ray. I have a shout-out to Steven from Alaska. Thank you very much. I got your card. It's very sweet. He's got a letter inside, too, about their updates throughout the year and stuff like that. So it was awesome. Thank you, Steven, all the way from Alaska. And, yeah, so shout-out to you and Scott, Steven and Scott. Okay, so how about you? Do you have anyone to greet?
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out for everybody that voted for us on the complete
that's great.
Voting us best podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I don't think we talked about that the last show, dude. No. Yes, thank you guys. We greatly appreciate that. So I give a shout out to everybody that voted for us.
Thank you very
all
much.
All four of you. No, just kidding. thank you.
Thank you, both of you.
I also want to give a shout out to Ryan in Toronto. Been talking to him, so he's a little cute, cutie chaser.
Yeah. I think Mike would like him too.
I've talked about him before on the show. So,
mm-hmm.
Does he?
Yeah.
Maybe Mike has. Mike has to talk.
That's right. Oh no.
And of course, a shout out to John, because he's back hard at work again since the holidays are over with. Not that he really got stopped that much, but that's when it goes. That's life, work. So.
Yeah, I have to do
shout out to everybody going back to school this week or next week.
Oh, they are? Okay. Oh, aren't you taking classes too?
I start back Monday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I start school Monday.
So we have to podcast every Tuesday now. Okay. Tuesday or Sundays?
Or Sundays.
Probably Sundays would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I want to do a shout out to Gary. Gary, I hope you're feeling better. You know, Gary and Andrew Gary. Gary is he's really sick right now, and I hope you're feeling better.
Does he have a morning sickness?
No, not that kind of morning sickness. He's got hot flashes, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he's. I hope you're doing well now, Gary.
So instead of pregnancy issues, he's having menopause issues. I'll see.
Already? That was quick. Yeah. So yeah, Gary, I hope you're feeling better.
Gary, I'm right there with you. I know how you feel, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what else? Who else? Mike. I'll get to see Mike. 2 weeks from now, next week, because we're gonna watch Margaret Cho. She's gonna be in town. Do you think we can score an interview with her or something?
That's right.
Do you think we can post with her?
She
likes bears, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Supposedly Patrick has emailed her website to let her know that the HIV is gonna be at her show at the 10:30 show. So we shall see.
We should see if we can.
You may call the laptop and see if they can set an interview up.
Oh, that'd be awesome! My gosh, Margaret Cho. We'll see. That's a long shot. That's a really long shot.
Margaret Cho, we're not worthy. We're not worthy.
We're not worthy. Okay, guys, leave your comments at bearpodcast.com/show, and yeah, just check us out there. Leave your comments there. Go to the website, and you can also leave your reviews. Please leave us a review. We only have 16 on iTunes. And it would be appreciated if you guys can add some more, okay? Push us up a bit. And what else? MySpace.com/bearpodcast. Or you can send emails to nard@bearpodcast.com or
ray@bearpodcast.com.
You broke up there. Ray. Say that again. Say it again. Ray@bearpodcast.com.
Ray@bearpodcast.com. Yeah, man.
This...
Comcast is proving not being much better than Roadrunner.
Yeah, your connection really sucks. Gosh,
no, it's been bad the last couple of days. So anyway, well, let's end the show.
All right, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Love and hugs.
Wolf, what a bear!
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear!